Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Just when we thought that the new hydro farm in Rebecca's barn would solve our problems, Arlen came to crash the party.
Well, well, well. If it ain't remote ops.
We don't want any trouble.
Oh, I found your friend, by the way.
What did you do with him?
I gave him a proper burial. Well, pots I couldn't sell anyway. I reckon the coyotes might have dug him up by now. It wasn't that deep.
Son of a bitch.
Emmett, please. Arlen, I said I'd have your money tomorrow.
Oh, that's right, you did. But that was before that sloffer of yours went to town on my drones. Yeah, I know all about that. Needless to say, we patched that little bug. So it seems to me, Mrs. Clark, you're still due for an inspection.
That's bullshit. You have no right to do that.
Well, why don't you take another look at those bylaws, Missy? I can inspect whatever I want, whenever I want. So if I say I want to inspect the inside of your mouth, you better open up and say, ah!
You rat bastard!
Boys, open the doors.
You got it, boss.
I'm strong!
This is awesome.
What do we have here?
None of your business.
Rocky, stay quiet now.
I'm surprised to see you here, Dwayne. I thought you knew better than to associate with troublemakers like Rebecca Clark.
Boy, you don't know nothing about me.
You've been busy, Rebecca. Is this a hydro farm?
What the hell is a hydro farm?
What it is entirely within regulation. This piping came from my field. This basin, from my roofing. The paddle, my harvester.
You know what? You're right. This is all your farm to do with as you will. This pump, however, looks familiar. And if I had to guess, I'd say it's from the same irrigation hut where you stashed your friend, Emmett. That about right? Because the thing is, that makes it stolen property. And we can't have that, can we?
No!
And seeing how you're all accessories to the crime, that's an infraction of $5,000 each. Right, deputy?
Yes, sir.
Allie?
What's that?
Yes, sir.
Allie, no!
You know that'll bleed us dry.
Should've thought of that before you went stealing what don't belong to you.
Now, Roy, these are our neighbors, right? The sloth is the one who's done hacked my drones. Probably stole the pump, too. He is the real troublemaker here. Hand him over. And I'll forgive this little infraction.
All right.
Emmett, no!
I stole the pump. I'm the one you want. Let them off and I'll come quietly.
Emmett!
You're smarter than you look, sloffer. Roy, JC, show army surplus to the cruiser.
You want him? You go through me.
Go on then, son. Show her the new you.
Rocky, no!
Hey, Roy, get off your ass. You're a goddamn superhero now. Act like one.
You just made a big mistake, bitch.
Rocky? No! Stop!
Stop. Get off of her.
Let go of me.
Hey, Kevin, hold that sluffer back. I don't think Roy's quite done with her yet.
Warning. Oxygen level falling.
He's got me in a chokehold. I'm no match for this nanotech.
Let him go!
If anybody tries to stop them, you go to lock up with the sluffer.
It's okay.
Nah, not with me.
Bring it on.
Ha, the girl's got spirit.
Rocky, watch out!
I'm in for it now.
Stop. Stop it. Stop, please. Damn it, you're gonna kill her.
Don't stop, son. She's a sluffer. She can take it.
If I could just reroute power to my arm.
Ow!
Hey, get off her!
Oh my God.
Roy!
Roy fell back into the paddle blade.
You son of a bitch! What have you done?
He isn't gonna make it.
You just hold on now, Roy. Kevin, call the ambulance! Deputy down!
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry. I wasn't strong enough for you, sir.
No, Roy. You just hold on, son. You sons of bitches! You, Emmett, you're a dead man.
Drop the gun, Arlen. You have been nothing but rotten for this town since you started those injections.
You don't need to do this for me.
Drop the gun, or I swear to Christ I will fill your chest with buckshot.
Fine. I'm sitting it down.
Emmett, go. Take the keys, get out of here.
I'm not leaving you.
Go! And do not look back.
I...
Go!
She's better off without me. They all are.
Take it easy, Rebecca. I'm the law, remember? Put the gun down.
You leave him alone.
Or what? Huh? You gonna shoot? You gonna shoot a lawman?
Holy shit, Mom, I think you killed him.
I hit him square in the chest.
What in the bleeding? It's stopping.
Carly, go. Now.
But
now.
That hurt, Rebecca.
You're joking me.
Put her down. You're gonna kill her.
Deputies, find the sluffer. This ends tonight.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
There is a farm 0.8 kilometers away, unoccupied.
Is there power?
Affirmative.
Damn it, Emmett. You just left him there. No, you're more trouble than good. Worth more dead than alive. That's the deal.
Warning. Battery 3%.
That fight took a toll. I don't know if I'm gonna make it.
In 100 feet, turn right.
Here it is.
There is a private charger on the southwest corner of the property.
I see it.
Battery, 2%.
Charging cable. Got it. Open the door, Emmett. Almost there. Just a few more feet.
Warning. Battery critical.
No. Get up, damn it. Get up!
System shut down. Goodbye.
Broken Road is executive produced by Jacob Pinion and E.J. Kalunas. Directed by Ron Newcomb. Starring Lana McKissick, Peter Shinkoda, Manu Bennett, and Indiana Massara. Please visit recursor.tv/Broken Road for more information.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the alley, the scent is stronger, overpowering. As I watch, the overhead lamps flicker and wink out one by one. God damn it. No. The girl appears briefly under the last streetlight, the headphones snug against her ears, the Walkman clasped to her hip. She's oblivious as she walks, lost in her own world. Hey, stop! I need to talk to you! Then she's swallowed up by the darkness again. Helen! Wait a second! It strikes her in the gloom so fast she barely has time to scream. She falls into the edge of the lamplight and lies there, bleeding, motionless. The man's skin is scaly, flaking, and there are patches of soot on his cheeks. He stares at me with eyes like midnight. Eyes that are devoid of remorse, devoid of humanity. He's one of them. I turn and run, and I don't look back.
The Road of Shadows, a new mystery and suspense audio drama by Mark R. Healy, creator of The Strata. Listen now at theroadofshadows.com.